I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at indefinite articles. This is a and an, but specifically when we use them. So I'm talking about nouns that start with a vowel or nouns that start with a consonant. So first of all, what's a vowel? Well, this is A, E, I, O, U. And the consonants are the other letters of the alphabet. Now, of course, usually the rule is if a noun begins with a vowel, you put an in front of it if you want to use an indefinite article. For example, an apple, you would say. You wouldn't say a apple, you would say an apple. Same thing with the letter E. For example, with the noun elephant, you would say an elephant. There is an elephant in the field. And then when we have a noun starting with a consonant, we put a. For example, a banana, or maybe a duck. There is a duck in the pond. I'm sure you are already familiar with this. But there are some exceptions when a noun starts with a vowel, but we don't use an. And sometimes a noun starts with a consonant, but we don't use a. So let's take a look at some examples and see if we can understand why we do it with certain words. So I'm going to give you three examples of words, nouns, or noun phrases that start with a vowel, but we use a. So listen carefully. A university, a European country, a unit. These three examples, the noun or the noun phrase, starts with a vowel. University begins with the letter U, European country begins with the letter E, and unit begins with the letter U. However, we're not looking for what letter starts the word, but we're looking for the sound. Is it a vowel sound or is it a consonant sound? And with these examples, yes, they may begin with the letter U or the letter E, but the sound is different. The sound is a Y sound, like it begins with the letter Y. We don't say university or European country or unit. We say university, European country, and unit. Therefore, because it has a consonant sound, a strong Y sound, we treat it like it's a consonant word. So we put a. So it's a university, a European country, and a unit. Compare these examples. When you look at the word umbrella, begins with the letter U, is it a Y sound or is it a vowel sound? Umbrella, a, it's a vowel sound. So we say an umbrella, whereas university is a Y sound. So we say a university, not an university. And we can do the same with euro, for example, the currency, euro. I have a euro in my pocket, a euro. And then the word entrance, e, it's a vowel sound. So we say an entrance. Regarding consonant sounds, we need to be careful here, especially when we look at the letter H. So normally we want a strong sound with H. For example, house, hospital, horse. Make sure you say these words with a strong H sound and not ouse, hospital, horse, but strong. House, hospital, horse. So with these words, we use a because it's a consonant sound. However, sometimes in English, not very often, but sometimes, the H in these words is silent. So let's have a look at three examples. The first one is hour, as in 60 minutes. We say an hour. because the H is silent. We don't say hour, we say hour. So for example, I'll see you in an hour. Honest. So honest is an adjective, but we can make a noun phrase like an honest person. She is an honest person. An honest person. Again, the H is silent. And it's also silent in the word honor. It was an honor to meet you. It was an honor to meet you. So sometimes, not often, a word beginning with H, the H is silent, and so we put an. Now we do the same with acronyms. So an acronym is when you use a series of letters to represent the words that the words begin with. For example, UK is an acronym for United Kingdom. What we need to remember here is it's not about the word that the letter is replacing, but it's about the sound of the letter itself. So for example, UK begins with the letter U, obviously, so Y, it's a Y sound. So if I say UK citizen, do I say a UK citizen or do I say an UK citizen? Well, it's a strong Y sound, so I have to say a UK citizen. Another example, FBI agent, FBI agent. This, we need to think about the letter F and how we say F. Is it with a strong consonant sound or is it with a vowel sound? F. Well, it's F, F. It's a vowel sound. So we need to say an FBI agent, not a FBI agent. So remember, it's all about the sound. Usually the rule works. If it begins with a vowel, we say an. If it begins with a consonant, we say a. But there are exceptions, as you've just heard. So if it has a strong consonant sound, use a. With a vowel sound, use an. Okay, that's all for today's podcast. And remember, if you're interested in English classes online with me, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.